Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for going. What's your mind, eh, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. You know, I get romantic once in a while, and I think, you know, when you have somebody that's very abusive, who lies all the time, a group of family or whatever, and you want to really look for the good in them. But the more you keep looking for the good, more and more evil comes out. And then we sit there and we think, well, it's because of this. It's because of that. No, it's because these people are bad, bad news. And DeSantis is a poison that just is like a poison shot, a grenade, or whatever you want to call him, down in his state. Trump is the face of the Republican Party. He is the TV personality that everybody loves. He goes out. He doesn't have a brain in his head, but he does whatever they say. But he gets to do a few of his things, too, which he really gets excited about. As long as he gets his big parades and his acolytes, and everybody tells you how wonderful he is, he'll keep on moving and doing whatever they say. And he's also come up with some idiotic ideas, and he's dangerous, definitely. But that people who are pulling the puppet strings there on old Trump boy, they're the ones that are dangerous. They're the ones that are writing the legislation for all of the states in the United States. They're the ones that are pushing the abortion laws. They're the ones that are pushing anything to cause chaos in our country. And if anybody votes for a Republican, the new Republican, not the old ones, because the old ones have already politely walked away because they couldn't do it, because they were true Americans, because they believed in democracy, but they have bowed out after all they have seen of these people who are really in it to, you know, take over our country, to take away our freedoms. I get so sick of freedom, 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 when they're taking away women's rights to choose, our freedom to vote, the list goes on, and to make decisions in our country. And it's unbelievable, Matt. So there is no dealing with these people with the R after the name. The fascist, you know what? We got to fight back, folks. There is no such thing as a good Republican right now. Because if he is a true guy and he's really caring, they're going to put him in a corner and beat the heck out of him until they do what he wants to, or he'll be kicked out of the party like Cheney and our other guy there. And I'm feeling like my friend Paul is for you. And it's like, it's very frustrating, and everybody needs to pay attention to it. And I really like that caller just before me. I don't know who he is, but I heard him before talk about critical thinking. Use your critical thinking skills here, folks, because it's coming at you, and we got to fight back. Thank you. I'm sorry to go on and
thank
on,
you,
Matt.
Jean.
But
your passion is exactly what we need right now, and you nail it. You absolutely nail it. And the truth is that DeSantis is poison. And frankly, I don't think DeSantis could beat Joe Biden. I mean, DeSantis doesn't smile. You know, he doesn't smile. I mean, people have to think, well, you know, the president at least likes me or thinks about me or cares. He doesn't look like he cares, or he doesn't smile, number one. And what he says is toxic. And number two, yeah, Trump is, you know, just a very smooth TV personality. But look, he is the guy that was with Putin. He's with the guy that is with the genocidal sadist who is dismembering Ukraine. And he says Putin's a genius. He got all that real estate for $2 in sanctions. He's a genius. He said this about a Nazi invasion. What, Hitler is a genius for going into Czechoslovakia? Come on. And then he goes, we should get out of NATO. The minute we get out of NATO, Putin will be in Poland and Latvia and Lithuania. You can't have the Republicans in there. I've said before, Mitt Romney, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, these are people who are trying to stand against the tide, but the tide is sweeping. We're going back to the lines. CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling in. CJ of Stoughton, what's in your mind today?
Oh, my goodness, Matt. I tell you, you think this is a good world right now. We're living in a Democrat world where it's easier to get fentanyl than baby formula. You know, Nikki Haley will be our first woman president, thank God. and people that are thinking this is great, you know what the price of was gas when Trump left office? $2.28, inflation at 1.4%. You can look everywhere. Now John Durham has tied Hillary to Sussman. Ron Johnson is right. We're living in a nightmare right now. Inflation, cost, overseas. Now Biden's overseas making mistakes. And the White House is already cleaning up his misinformation because he's not on the same page as his administration. November of 2022, the red wave is coming. I'm a Republican. I could beat Joe Biden. He's an absolute disaster everywhere you turn. And I tell you what, Ukraine never would have happened if it wasn't for the disaster in Afghanistan. Trump didn't want out of NATO, so stop saying that. He wanted countries to pay their fair share, and now they are. So thank you, President Trump. And if he runs, he will win. Elon Musk said your party's the party of hate and division. He won't vote Democrat anymore. He was a Democrat. He's voting Republican. So you guys can continue with the misinformation, but look at the cost of groceries. You look at the cost of gas. Everywhere you turn, this man's a nightmare. Your party's a nightmare. Unfortunately, because your progressives, actually it's liberals, socialists, are taking over your party and took over Biden. He campaigned as a moderate and is governing as an extreme progressive. And it's just, the facts are what they are. Everybody who goes to the gas pump is going to vote Republican. Everybody who goes to the grocery store is going to vote Republican. And Ron Johnson's proven right on every aspect that he spoke of, and he's going to be reelected because he should, because things need to change.
Well, let me respond. You've raised quite a bit of stuff, and we say Ron Johnson is right on everything he spoke of. Obviously, he wasn't right when he said it was possibly true that that the vaccines caused AIDS. I mean, you know, and that's sort of nutty. But one thing, you know, I hate to give advice to the Republican Party, CJ, but when you recite talking points, one thing they should go back in history and look about, the word red wave is what we use in 1950 when the Chinese communists swarmed over the North Korean part of the peninsula to attack our Marines. And that was the red wave. It was a red wave of the Chinese, and frankly, I don't like the use of colors with ethnicities, because Asian immigration in the early 20th century is called the Yellow Peril, and then it morphed into the Red Wave when Chinese communist troops came swarming over to attack our Marines. So I think the Republican Party should get an historian involved, and when they use imagery like Red Wave, they should give some thought to how especially slightly older voters are going to take that. I don't think they want to be associated with the red wave. The other thing that you said so many things. I mean, with Afghanistan, Trump is the one that recognized the Taliban, threw out the African government from the Vienna talks, told them to release 5,000 terrorists who then went on and murdered Americans. And Trump was going to pull out on May 1. At least Biden held off for 6 months. And we were there 20 years. And it could have been handled better, sure, but we're not going to be there forever. You cannot rescue an Islamic country from Islam. I mean, you can't. I mean, from jihad. You just can't do it. That is their culture. Anyway, there's a lot more, CJ. I don't have time to get to it all. We're going to break. The lines, thank you for calling. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.